Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call into the show and listen live. And then if you'd like to comment or give your opinion on today's show, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air to give your comment or your opinion on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Today's word of the day. And today's word of the day is insinuate. Insinuate. I-N-S-I-N-U-A-T-E. Insinuate. Insinuate is a verb, and it means to introduce as an idea gradually or in a subtle, indirect, or covert way. Insinuate. Next meaning is to impart or suggest in an artful or indirect way. Okay? And another definition is to introduce as oneself by stealthy, smooth, or artful means. To insinuate. And a lot of people say, are you insinuating that I am crazy? Yes, I am. You know, you just do it gradually or in a subtle, indirect way. That is insinuate. That's a great word. You guys can grab that, put it in your vocabulary, and work with it. All right? Now, let's see. Right now, we're looking at 82 degrees in the ATL, cloudy. Today, we're looking at a high of 90, low 73 tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at 92 as our high with a partly cloudy, 73 at night. Friday, 94, sunny, 75 at night. Saturday, 95, sunny, 73 at night with a few clouds on Saturday. But it doesn't look like we have any rain in the forecast. Maybe Sunday, but they didn't give me the forecast for Sunday. In the meantime, let's see. I wanted to say a couple of things. There's this weekend on Saturday, actually, from 12 to 6, there's the Frederick Douglass High School All-Alumni Picnic. Now, I'm a graduate of Frederick Douglass High School, 1982 class. And there will be all classes, all alumni at this reunion. Now, I'm sure that people from other schools will be showing up. And people are going to bring people from other schools, alumni from other schools. And I know so many people know about the Douglass High picnic because this year is the 5th anniversary of the picnic. And it's usually held at the Washington Bar over near Washington High School. But this year, because of the space situation and the parking situation, they decided to solicit to the school and to the school board to allow us to come onto the school campus and do this on a Saturday. And they agreed. They agreed that if we had security and this and that, that they try it. So we're trying it. So my, I guess my asking is that we carry ourselves in a great way, like the Astros do. We don't get rowdy. We don't cause problems. We do the right thing. Douglas High have never been known for its rowdiness. They've never been known for starting stuff. Now, we'll finish stuff, but we've never been known for starting stuff. So let's keep it that way. Let's have a great time and enjoy each other on Saturday. I know I'll be there, and you'll see me with my big black cowboy hat on, as my profile picture is on my show. You should see me in my big black hat and my sunglasses. And also, I'll have T-shirts from the show. And they are black and gold. Okay? If you guys like to order T-shirts, you can just come up to me or come up to the 1982 Clash tent. I'll be there, and you guys can, you know, order your T-shirt or two or what have you. I will have some on hand, but not a whole lot, okay? But I will have some on hand that maybe you can purchase at that time. But if I run out pretty fast, you know, that's that. It's like first come, first serve, while supplies last. I'll also have armbands or wristbands, as you so to speak. You can grab you one or two of those. And again, first come, first serve, while supplies last. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, before I get into the show, I also wanted to talk about this thing with the United States swimmers. This guy, Brian Lochte, whatever his name is. I know his last name is Lochte. Now, I don't know if it's Ryan or Brian. But what would you guys say, what was the reason for Lochte to lie to the police in Brazil? From what I've heard, and I don't know if it is 100% true, but what I've heard is that they were drunk. They were in a club, so to speak, and they trashed the restroom in the club. And the owners or the people of the club demanded that they pay for the damage they caused. Okay, and they paid them whatever they had, I guess. So because of that, he decided to police and say that they were robbed at gunpoint. And so why would you say you were robbed when you weren't robbed, when actually they were only asking for you to pay for what you damaged? Now, I can see if you say that you were robbed because you don't feel like what they took from you was adequate to what was torn down or broken. But we don't know what the cost of those things were. We don't know how much damage you did. But why call the police on something like that? And did they hold you at gunpoint? Did they get to your head and say, give me all your money you got? You got to pay for this stuff. I don't know. But I understand if they did ask you to pay for it. Because they know you're American. They know who you are. They know that if you leave that place without paying, you probably won't pay. So they probably demanded their money at that point. Or this, you know, were saying that they would call the police and have you guys arrested. So I don't know what his thinking was for calling the police and saying that they were robbed at gunpoint. But whatever it was, he just kind of buried himself with that, because now his sponsors have pulled out from him, so he don't have sponsors. They may not let him swim again competitively in the Olympics. You know, it's all kinds of fallout from what he did. Okay, all kinds of fallout. So he's losing hella money. And, excuse me, for being stupid. I'd say for being stupid. Now, you know, if and that's sort of the difference. That's one of the differences between white America and other ethnicities in America is that, you know, and again, I'm not being racist here. You know, you can send me all these emails and yada yada. I'm not being racist here. What I am saying is that, you know, white people have been conditioned to think that they're superior over others when they're not anymore. Okay? Or it's deemed that they're not anymore. There's another statistic out there, which is starting to grab some ground, is that there were, in the last 5 years, there's been more deaths in the white race than births. More deaths than births over the past 5 years. So, you know, as that stat continues to gain legs, there are going to be more and more worry about losing control of what they think is theirs. And, you know, anyway, I'm just saying that who would think to call the police and make a false report like that? The last thing that us as African Americans want to do is see the police. Okay, that's the last thing we want to see is the police. But that's the first thing that they think about is the police. That's a huge gap right there that, you know, people don't seem to grab a hold of. But it is what it is, right? I'm 100% on my show. I tell it like it is, and that's how I feel. It is. Now, today's episode is entitled, Why Are the College Kids Getting the Okay to Drink Alcohol on Campus? Now, I saw this story this morning on the news, and I was really on edge about it. And I said, I'm going to talk about this today on my show. Because the first thing I think of is underage drinking. Okay, now, if you can't go to the liquor store and buy liquor at 18, 19, 20 years old, why should you be allowed to drink liquor, consume liquor, on a college campus? It seems like the college should be held liable for anything that happened on campus when these kids are at these parties and get drunk and do something stupid, like the swimmers did over in Brazil. They got drunk, did something stupid, but they adults. And you know, you say adults do this, kids do it too. Kids are more susceptible to getting drunk and doing something crazy than adults are. I know adults do it. But if you're not allowed to go in the store and buy liquor, you shouldn't be drinking before 21, then how do you allow that on your college campus? They say that you can have beer, wine, and no hard liquor on campus. Then they turned around and said you can have beer and wine, but the hard liquor, you got to keep it to a maximum of a fifth of liquor. You know, okay, you're going to tell me I can't bring more than a fifth? Well, I'll bring 2-3 fifths. We'll go get a case of fifths. What does the size have to do with it? Okay, if you can't bring no more than a half a little baby shot, these little bitty bottles, then I'll go buy a case of those little bitty bottles. What's the difference? It's sad that they're going to allow college kids to drink hard liquor, alcohol like this on campus at parties. And then they want to come down hard on the fraternities and the sororities that have these parties when it's their fault. It's the college's fault. And, you know, if you don't want these kids to act a fool and do things crazy, then don't allow alcohol on campus. Or if you do allow beer and wine, don't allow the hard stuff. I know you can get drunk off those things because they're alcoholic as well. But it's more likely they won't when you only have beer and wine. Okay? Tell you about the crew that I hang out with sometimes. I don't do it all the time, but the crew that I hang out with sometimes, they don't get drunk off drinking beer and wine. Actually, there probably won't be much consumed if you only had beer and wine at your party. So, I don't understand the premise behind allowing kids to have alcohol on campus at these parties. Hard liquor. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and tell me how you feel about this topic. And again, my thoughts is that I wouldn't allow underage drinking on campus if I was running the show. I'm not running the show. But I can say what I want to say, right? And I just say that I wouldn't allow drinking on campus, have my kids, because that's the way you should feel, is that these are my kids on this campus. I'm responsible. They came home here from their moms and dads, and the moms and dads expect me to run a clean place. They're paying great, good money for them to be there, then I'm going to try to uphold my end of the bargain. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We got a couple of minutes left, guys, and again, I just want to say that this weekend, and I'll be doing the show tomorrow and Friday, I will not broadcast live from the school. That's an idea, but I'm not gonna do it. Okay, that's that. Again, that's a great idea, but I'm not gonna do it. Okay, I want to have fun. I want to have a good time. So I don't know if I can when I broadcast from the show. Okay, from campus. But we're going to have a great time. And again, I have a limited amount of T-shirts, but you can put an order in for a T-shirt or multiple T-shirts, and I'll get you some. I'm going to be giving them away on the show over the next few weeks. So be sure to tune in for that. Let's see. Also, again, we want to be on our best behavior. We want to do it right, because if we do it right, then no one will have a problem with us doing it again on campus in the years to come. So let's try to have a great time together. We can have a good time without causing problems. Okay, we can have a great time actually without causing problems. And I know that my class, the class of 82, will be on their best behavior, and I hope that all other classes, all other alumni classes, will do the same. All right? So take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Let me give you something to go out with. Here we go. Take care, guys. Have a great day, and be good. All right, this Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Let's get it started, baby. Here we go. Have a great day.